Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We say marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. We have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is undoubtedly our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Nuriya Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and his blessed and noble companions alayhim ridwan. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated in one hadith and narration, whoever recites salat upon me 3 times in the morning and evening out of love and yearning for me, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep reciting durood and salawat, as our beloved Nabi in another hadith had stated, the one who abundantly recites durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Our discussion for this afternoon is very important, dear viewers. It is relevant and it has to do with our day-to-day life. And we are speaking about the wisdom of following the sunnah in eating. The sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we eat. Eating is something that we do daily, dear viewers. And wherever we may have taken this ni'mah and this blessing of food with us, dear viewers, have we adopted the sunnah? Have we learnt about the wisdom in eating? There are so many etiquettes and manners and sunan as we perform this action, dear viewers. Thus, in today's program called The Treasures of Wisdom, we are going to learn about the wisdom in following the sunnah as we eat food, dear viewers. Prior to that, inshallah, let us get together and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, with a beautiful Hamdi Bari Ta'ala. We have kalams also that we're going to listen to, dear viewers. For now, inshallah, get together and let's perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, 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 la ilaha illa. Sallallahu wasallam padhte hai sallallahu wasallam aaj daro diwar madani Allah 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 la Salat صاحب خلق عظيم مدني. الله 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 لا إله إلا هو. پیاری صورت ہستا چہرہ منہ سے جھڑتے پھول. پیاری صورت ہستا چہرہ منہ سے جھڑتے پھول. نور سراپا چاند سا چہرہ نور سراپا چاند سا چہرہ حق کا وہ پیارا رسول مدنی. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو. جبریل آئے جھولا جھولانے ڈوری دیزی شاہ. جبریل آئے جھولا جھولانے لوری دیزی شان. سو جا سو جا رحمت عالم سو جا سو جا رحمت عالم. دو جگ کے سلطان مدنی. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. And the very same رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم whose praises we have been reciting had come for our guidance. He صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had paved the way for us and have made it so easy for us by teaching us important lessons of life, dear viewers. His Mubarak Sunnah and his Mubarak ways are filled with wisdom. Allahu Akbar. So that's today we're going to be learning about the wisdom of following the Sunnah, especially, specifically in eating. This is something that we do daily, right? The first Sunnah and the important thing to note, dear viewers, please keep this in mind. The purpose of eating food should never be to enjoy its taste and fulfill your desire. It's never to fulfill your desires, rather it should be for the purpose of gaining strength to worship Allah Almighty. This would only be truthful intention if you eat less than you're full. Otherwise, it is a lie, because eating excessively causes laziness, dear viewers of Madini Channel. It is a sunnah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to only eat when you are hungry, as eating when you are not hungry does not grant you strength at all, but instead it ruins your health and hardens the heart. So Shaykh Abu Talib Makki Rahmatullah Ali had said, it is reported eating when you are full causes leukodema. Now leukodema is of course a sickness and illness on the body, on the skin, when it causes one's body to have white patches. This causes that as well when you excessively eat and you are packing your stomach when you're not even hungry, dear viewers. So mashallah, we have learned the wisdom and the understanding of when should a person eat food? Tabhi khaye jab bhook lage. Or else nibbling and always eating and always munching on things could be very detrimental to one's health, dear viewers. Now, the second thing is, it is a sunnah to wash your hands to the rest before and after eating. Many people would sit to eat food without washing their hands. It is the sunnah of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to wash both their hands to the wrists before and after eating. And rinse your mouth as well. But do not wipe your hands after washing them before eating. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, washing your hands before and after eating increases sustenance and distance the devil. Allahu Akbar. If a person does not clean their mouth before eating, it cannot be said that they have or they are abandoning the sunnah. But the important point to mention also here, dear viewers, is that a lot of people have the habit of presenting a towel for you, or at your own home, for example, you have washed your hands before eating. There's always a towel that we wipe our hands and then we go to eat. Scientifically as well, it's proven there are lots of germs and bacteria that settle on the towels that remain in the bathrooms for a long while, dear viewers. Sometimes the towel isn't washed daily, maybe after 2 or 3 days. And thus, when you are washing your hands before you eat, to aap apne haathon ko na poche. Rather, you can wipe your hands with a towel after you have done eating food, when you have washed your hands. But before eating, one should not wash his hands if he has washed his hands clean. A lot of people would throw few drops of water on their hands, pour few drops of water. What I'm trying to say is that little water, dear viewers, this isn't correct, because many a times the germs are still being removed and dirt is still being removed from their hands. So just a little water would never suffice. Rather, a person should clean his hands thoroughly before eating food, subhanAllah. Whilst eating food, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there are of course sunnah ways of sitting, and a lot of people who sit on the floor, one of the best methods to sit, of course, the sunnah way is to sit on your left and raise the right leg knee, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So you would sit on the floor whilst the left leg will be folded, or you can sit upon it and you can raise your right knee. Subhanallah. People who sit with their legs crossed, is tarah palti marker, palti karke, jaise baithte hain, zameen par, this causes the stomach to bulge, dear viewers. This is not the sunnah way of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should make sure, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that we are sitting in the right positions and right postures. And those who have the habit of sitting on table and chairs, of course it is not the sunnah to sit on the chair. But now and again, form the habit of sitting on the floor to get thawab of following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating the first morsel of food. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating the second morsel, and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating the third morsel as well. Recite Bismillah aloud so that others are reminded to recite it as well. Subhanallah. Now, there are many other supplications we should be reciting, right? A lot of people recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim silently. Kabhi bhool bhi jate honge kyunki aadat nahi hai. To aadat banani chahiye, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Recite it loudly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so that others are reminded and they would also recite. Subhanallah. Now, this supplication which I'm about to recite is very important. Reciting this supplication before beginning to eat will protect you if the food and drink is poisoned. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the dua to recite. One dua is Bismillahi wa billahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i ya hayyu ya qayyum. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the translation is, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, with whose name nothing can harm in the earth or sky, O the ever living and sustainer. Subhanallah. Trust me, dear viewers, this is what a dua. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Form the habit to recite this dua. If you forget to recite Bismillah before eating, recite when you remember. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Form the habit, dear viewers, for reciting this dua, because majority of the times we forget to recite it and shaitan partakes in the very same meal as well. Whoever recites Ya Wajidu before eating a morsel of food, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, it will become light in his stomach and a cure for illnesses. Allahu Akbar. Recite Allah or Bismillah before every morsel. Now, what's the wisdom in this? So greed does not make you heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jiha, dear viewers, recite Ya Wajidu, Alhamdulillah, between every muscle, and continue reciting Bismillah. Recite Bismillah before eating the muscle. Recite Ya Wajidu in between, and praise Allah Azza wa Jalla after swallowing the food even. Keep your tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla even during your eating, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This is such a great act of worship, dear viewers. Imagine the muscle that enters your throat and then your stomach enters after you have recited and taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every muscle. It is stated that when you recite Ya Wajidu, when you're eating and taking a muscle in your mouth, then that muscle becomes light and nur in your stomach. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Now listen to more narrations, dear viewers. It is better to eat using clay utensils because the angels visit the homes in which they are used. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is also said, do not place a bowl or gravy on the bread. Do not wipe your hands or knife on the bread either, whether it is the bread or the roti or the naan. Do not use your fingers to wipe on the bread or use the knife to wipe on the bread. It is a sunnah to lay a dining mat on the floor and eat on it. Subhanallah. Avoid eating while seated cross-legged, because we have mentioned, dear viewers of Madani channel, when you would do so, this would make your stomach to bulge. Allahu Akbar. If the bread is on the dining mat, start eating before the gravy arrives. If you're waiting for salan, you're waiting for other dishes to come in, the bread has arrived. Allahu Akbar. It is said that it's nice to start eating the bread dry, just like that. Just to taste, have a bite, put a muscle in your mouth, subhanallah. There are also blessings in doing so, dear viewers of Madani channel. Beginning and ending the meal with salt or something soury cures 70 illnesses, dear viewers. Can you imagine, subhanallah, just to begin your meal or to end your meal with salt or something soury cures 70 illnesses? Is really amazing. Do not break bread with one hand, as it is a sign of arrogant people. When you break the roti, subhanallah, try to break it in four pieces, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Hold bread with the left hand and break it with the right hand. Simple as that. Actually, make a habit of breaking bread over the bowl or gravy. If you have your plate before you or a bowl before you that has food in it, then you can break the bread over the plate or the bowl of gravy. Otherwise, pieces of food can fall on the ground and they can be wasted as well. It is said, dear viewers, eat with the right hand. Eating, drinking, and giving or taking with the left hand is the way of the devil. Right hand should be used for eating food. Unfortunately, we see in our society, there are many big people as well who still have the habit of eating with their left hand. Even if it's not food and it's some other item, it should not be eaten with the left hand, dear viewers. It is a sunnah of the Prophet to eat with three fingers, the thumb, the index finger, and the middle finger. And this would be very, very beneficial. Eat with, it is said, dear viewers of Madani channel, actually Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had said, eating with five fingers is a sign of other people. If it is possible to make morsels of rice with three fingers, one can use four or five fingers to eat them. Form the morsel with three fingers and you can use four or five to place that morsel into your mouth. Because sometimes if it's something which is very waterish, like dal or like some other gravy, it would fall from the hand. You're unable to form a morsel correctly even. It becomes difficult. So you can form the small morsel with three fingers, using three fingers, and you can use four or five to insert it into the mouth, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. All these are important points, dear viewers. We feel and we assume that we have become complete humans. But those humans who would not know the etiquettes of eating, despite having big name, degrees, these are against the etiquettes of humanity. Being a complete and kamil believer and a mu'min and a human, dear viewers, requires us to complete these tasks with all perfection. It's amazing to see how big people would even break off the crusts of bread and only eat the center of the bread. This is wasteful, dear viewers. If the edges are undercooked and eating them is harmful, then they can be removed. And the same applies if the one knows that someone else will eat them, then it will not go for waste if you give that person to eat. Many a times children will remove the crust from the bread. Parents don't even stop them, and in front of their eyes it's thrown into the bin, because nor would mummy eat it, nor would daddy eat it, nor would the brothers and sisters eat it. Who was going to eat it? Many a times it's not even given to the birds that could also feast and eat on a day of viewers of Madani channel. It is stated that yes, it's permissible to leave it for other animals to eat if they would benefit from it and eat it. But many a times these things are thrown into the bins. Allahu Akbar. Now it is said, dear viewers, eat small morsels of food and chew properly without making noise. Swallowing food which has not been chewed properly places unnecessary burden on the stomach, yani on the intestines. It is said, do not give the job of the teeth to the stomach, to the intestines. Jo kaam daat ka hai, to daat ko dena chahiye, aur jo kaam pet ka hai, to pet ko dena chahiye. Aisa na ho ki hum daat ka kaam pet ko de rahe hain. That means by you, just gobbling the food without chewing it properly is against the etiquettes of eating, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Now it is stated, preparing the next morsel of food before swallowing the previous one is a sign of greed. Okay, one have not swallowed the first morsel and he is preparing the second morsel. Almost all of us are in the habit of doing this, dear viewers. But remember, it is a sign of greed. So try and swallow that niwala, that morsel first properly. Then you can form the second morsel and then place it into the mouth. Or if it's formed already, first wait to swallow one. Then you can have the next niwala and the next morsel. Tearing the bread with the teeth is unpleasant and a cause of deprivation of blessings and sustenance. And it directly dato se tolna. Ye mana hai. It is disliked, dear viewers. Moreover, eating while standing is the practice of other people. Humko ye koshish karni chahiye ki hum khade hokar kabhi khana na khaye, baith karke pani piye, baith karke hi hum khana khaye. Subhanallah. Look at the beauty of Islam, that Islam teaches us all these important facts, dear viewers. Chale ab hum fruits ki baat kuch kar lete hain. We all like to eat fruits, right? We all speak about its fadail and virtues and health benefits, so on and so forth. Today there is a craze out there about health and the benefits of these fruits and that fruit, so on and so forth. Kab khana chahiye? When should we even eat the fruits? We have often seen people giving their own opinions and views on the matter of when should a fruit be eaten, dear viewers. Listen attentively. Fruits are commonly eaten after the meal. Yes. But the proof of Islam, yani Imam Muhammad bin Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states, if there is a fruit, it should be served. It should be served and eaten before the meal because of its health benefits. Fruits digest quickly, number one. So they should be in the lower part of the stomach. Now look at what the Quran says. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And fruits from whatever they will choose, and the meat of birds from whatever they will desire. Allah, 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 Allah. So first comes the dhikr of fruits, then comes the dhikr and the mentioning of meat. So what we do is we eat meat, we eat whatever we want to eat, and after we have done filling all three levels of the stomach, all three portions of the stomach, when there is like no more space left, we say, now let's eat some fruits. And grapes and watermelon and mangoes and some heavy types of fruits are eaten, dear viewers, actually after the meal. This serves to become quite heavy on the stomach itself. The revival of Islam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated, actually eating watermelon before a meal cleanses the stomach and eradicates illnesses. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Look at this ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Stomach is known to be as Ummul Amraz, the mother of all sicknesses. It gives birth to many problems. People who have weak immune system, dear viewers, suffer from different types of problems. Hame koshish ye karni chahiye ki hamesha apne pet ko saaf rakhein. And keep it light, dear viewers. That means monitor whatever you eat. And if you're eating watermelons, subhanallah, if you really like them, then here, listen, this is what Allah Hazrat says, eating watermelons before a meal cleanses the stomach, and what it does, eradicates illnesses. So inshallah, آپ نیت کر لیں کہ کھانے سے پہلے ہی کھائیں گے انشاءاللہ عز و جل to see its actual benefits. اچھا اب اس پہ ہم آ جاتے ہیں کہ how many of us have the habit after eating a meal we would like to pick up the bits and pieces, grains, crumbs, grain rice on the dastarkhan, on the table spread. How many of us are in the habit of, you know, picking them and then eating them with this niyyah that this food may not go in the bin, may it not be disrespected. Allahu Akbar. Very few of us, dear viewers. We're going to listen to its benefits, inshallah, azza wa jalla, as we go along. Right now, we are learning about taking or picking faults in the food. It is said, do not criticize food by saying it is not tasty, it is not cooked properly, there is not enough salt, it is too spicy, so on and so forth. It is said, eat what you like, otherwise leave it. Subhanallah, one can advise the cook kindly in private if possible, ki bhai, you have cooked this food, all the ingredients were available, but the taste never come out correct. Next time when you're cooking it, cook it in a better way. But do not criticize the food. Allahu Akbar. It is also said, finding faults in fruits like bananas, apples, pears, grapes, in fruits is worse than criticizing cooked food, because Allahu Akbar, it is not prepared by human hands. Fruits are natural. They are grown on the trees, and then taking out faults in them is actually worse than taking out faults in the food, because food is cooked by man. It is prepared by people, right? So it is said, do not eat from the center of the plate as well, as blessings descend in the center, in the middle of the plate. All of these etiquettes and manners of eating are actually instilled in humans from a very young age, dear viewers. If Allah Kareem has blessed you to be the father or mother or brother or sister who can advise this to the younger ones in the family, please kindly do this. Do this favor for them and for yourself, because these are those things, those etiquettes and manners and good things to learn which last and remain with a human for the rest of his life. And what you eat, you become what you eat, actually, dear viewers. Teaching them how to eat and what to eat will make a human become better in life. So consider this, what has been said, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and follow the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many, many wisdoms and hikmats and reasonings behind these things, dear viewers. Many of us can't understand, what's my problem? The problem is what we eat, dear viewers, and how we eat. Subhanallah, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us many, many, many guidelines, subhanallah, through the blessings of the awliya and the saliheen, our pious predecessors. It is also stated that eat from the side closest to your plate instead of taking food from different parts of the plate. Allahu Akbar. It is also said, if there is a variety of foods on the plate, one can take whatever he wishes, whatever they wish, if there's a variety, right? But always try and choose from that which is closest to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And since blessings and barakah descend in the center of the plate, Allahu Akbar, it is said that a person should clean his plate. Yani, finish all your food. Don't leave even that last grain of rice that remains on the bones, on the meat, in the gravy. Because barakah falls in the center of the plate and you have no idea in which part of the food is that barakah at that moment. It will spread from the center throughout the plate, right? Subhanallah. So by wasting, maybe you have wasted that portion which contained the barakah and the blessings. Subhanallah. Islam is what a beautiful religion that teaches us to become complete humans. Allahu Akbar. If a person doesn't eat neatly and correctly, people even would say he's eating like an animal. Why this person eats like an animal? Why a person, how can a human ever be compared to an animal? It's because of etiquettes, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So let's eat like kamil insans, like humans, how humans should eat, dear viewers. Humans would break the bread and the roti and eat and not bite with the teeth as animals would do, dear viewers. All these are simple manners with eating with the right hand, eating with three fingers, eating from the side of the plate, the food which is closest to you. Subhanallah. All these etiquettes and manners that we are learning right now would make our children even better, inshallah, if they would learn. Let's talk about conversations. We said as a family, many of our mothers and our sisters out there would always desire when our husbands come back from work, we would have a nice conversation on the table. Baat karenge, khana bhi khayenge, baate bhi karenge, sunenge bhi ki aaj school ka din kaisa tha, aaj kaam ka din kaisa tha, ye tha, wo tha. We like to have conversations. Now, a lot of people have problems out there that you have to talk. Some people believe that you have to speak something. Now, it is the practice of the fire worshippers to consider it a good thing to eat in silence. Remember this. It is a practice, jihad, of the fire worshippers to consider it a good thing to eat in silence. But there is no harm in staying quiet either. If you do not feel like talking anything, you can be quiet. Excessive speech, kuch zyada hi baat cheet, is disliked at all times, dear viewers. So talk about virtuous matters. For example, when you are eating with your family or guests, talk about the sunnahs of eating. Subhanallah, speak about Islamic matters, dini matters that can benefit you on the table. But many a times the habit is politics. The habits are what the neighbors are doing. Covering up for the day, today this happened, yesterday that happened. And the entire time is over. Many a times we are speaking about business and work before the kids, before the children, the pressure of work, how bad the business done. One is that you are eating, what a great blessing that Allah Kareem has blessed you with this ni'mah. There are thousands of people don't even have a slice of bread to eat, don't even have a morsel of food to eat. And whilst we eat this great ni'mah and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of making shukr to Him, we are speaking about how bad the day was, how much of money we could not make, so on and so forth. And these types of things are heard by kids who are 3, 4, 5, 7. And sometimes those arguments, those conversations turns out to become an argument on the dining table. Whilst eating, food is thrown here and there. Whilst eating, shouting, swearing, yelling is happening, dear viewers. Where will the person have time to appreciate this blessing? Where would he have the time to remember that I forgot to read my dua, recite my dua. Between every muscle I was supposed to recite, Ya Wajidu, Bismillah, or Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That will only happen if you make your mind, dear viewers, that whenever we sit to eat, we would not speak about dunyawi matters. And if we do speak, it should be limited and speak that was important, especially if it's dini matter, if it's dini related matters, subhanAllah, there will be more reward and sawab. At least your children will be able to learn about Islamic matters as well, subhanAllah. A lot of people while eating food, especially children, would joke about, you know, matters that are repulsive. For example, talking about answering the call of nature, vomiting whilst eating. So this would make others feel quite bad, dear viewers. These are not the topics to speak when you're eating on the table with people, especially Allahu Akbar. And another thing which others may do is not to stay. Others would stay at the foods of other people. This is disliked, dear viewers. Do not stay at other people's food, how much they are dishing out, which gravy they are dishing out first. You eat what's on your plate and you look at your plate, subhanAllah. These are the wonderful nasihat and advices Islam has given us. Is there any religion in the world that guides its followers to such an extent? Manners to this extent? Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Listen to this, dear viewers. Depriving people of food by placing a lot in your plate, taking the tasty food for yourself and eating large morsels of food quickly in order to refill your plate is inconsiderable and greedy as well. Jiha. Because it causes people to think badly of you. If you sacrifice delicious food for other Islamic brothers and sisters or family members, you will be rewarded. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. There is a reward for you to leave the best for others. Sawab there is. Why would you want to lose out on the sawab and reward which Allah has prepared for you? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whoever desires something but chooses to leave it for someone else to take, he will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful narration, dear viewers. But unfortunately, we don't have those people, or we don't see those people frequently who would offer others, please, you go for this first. You dish out first. Insist if he's elder than you, that I would dish out second, I'm smaller. You are senior than I am in ilm, in knowledge, maybe in age, whatever it may be. Allow for seniors, for elderly people to dish out first. Let them take as much as they would like to have. Show respect, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Acha. Then we said we're going to go back to the matter of eating food that has fallen on the dining table. People are not in the habit of doing this, right? We go for programs in Miladun Nabi, Gyarvi Sharif, Isa Alayhi Thawab program. Any function you go for, we see on the table and we all know very well how much of food is wasted, right? It is stated, if a morsel or grain of food falls on the ground whilst eating, cleaning and eating it is a means of forgiveness. This is the wisdom and picking up the bits and pieces from the tablecloth. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, whoever eats the grains of food that falls on the dining mat will live a life of affluence, and his children and grandchildren will be protected from unintelligence. Allahu Akbar. In fact, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ali, the proof of Islam, had said, pick up and eat the pieces of bread that has fallen. This will grant you a life of success. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah azza wa jal, your children will be born healthy and they will be free from defects, and the pieces of bread that you have picked up will become mehr for the heavenly maidens in Jannah, dear viewers. Heavenly maidens, subhanallah, subhanallah. This becomes their dowry. It is permissible to pick up a piece of bread from the floor and kiss it. There's nothing haram and wrong in it. There's sawab and reward in it. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Sahih al-Bukhari, he entered his blessed room, he picked up a piece of bread, he kissed it and said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, or the narration says, he picked up the bread and indicating towards the bread, he said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that once this leaves any nation, it never returns again. Respect and honor food, dear viewers. And it starts from a little age, right? Let's teach our children how to respect the tu'am, the food that gives you energy and life, subhanallah. It is permissible to feed the fallen grains of food on the dining mat to animals. I did mention, dear viewers, chicken ho, birds, cows, goats, whatever animals you have or you know can eat, cats. Then it can be placed in a safe place for ants to also eat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One habit which is very, very common, I'm assuming, right? A lot of people have this habit, but how many of us gonna make intention today that I'm never gonna do this ever again? It is stated, blowing on hot food or drink causes blessings to decrease. Jiha, do not eat food when it is very hot, dear viewers. I know it's the habit of our mothers and our sisters to say, garam garam khana khana chahiye, garam garam hona chahiye. When you see the bhaap and the dhua, the smoke and the steam is leaving the food, it has to be hot as that for us to eat. You don't need to burn your tongue, your palate, your mouth, your fingers, your eyes will be watering one side. No, there's no need to do that. Over and above, the person is blowing in the food. It's disliked to eat such hot food. Over and above, the person is blowing in the food. So blowing on hot food or drink, whether it's tea or any hot drink, causes blessings to decrease. So we should not blow under the food. Rather, what we should do, we should wait for it to cool down. Simple as that. But I know it becomes difficult when you're hungry, right? So warm the food if you're using some other thing to warm up your food on the stove or however, dear viewers. Drink with the right hand during a meal. Very important message, dear viewers. Do you know what happens? A lot of people drink water with their right hand. MashaAllah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem give us all the habit of using our right hand. As the right hand is usually covered with food. So some people would use the, they would actually hold the glass with the left hand and then hold and support the glass with their right hand, with one finger maybe. Ab ek ungli se pakadne se, this assumption is given as if you are using your right hand. And you ulta haath nahi istemal kiya ja raha, wo seedha hi haath hai, kyunki hum ek ungli to istemal kar rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, ulamas have stated this should be avoided as well. It is not the case. Lick your fingers clean, try and use your right hand to hold the glass or the cup or utensil that you are drinking from with your right hand. Subhanallah. Thereafter recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, taking small sips of water or any other beverage without making noise. That noise that's made now, when the sipping noise that's made, like how you drink hot tea, it's disliked, dear viewers. Some people have the habit of making it more louder. Allahu Akbar. Drinking large gulps of water causes liver disease. So don't feel shy and follow your deen and your religion, subhanallah. Once you have swallowed and drank the water, say Alhamdulillah, praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, there are few people who act upon the sunnah of sipping water. Try your best to adopt the sunnah. Trust me, dear viewers, so many stomach illnesses and problems will come to an end. Allahu Akbar. You're going to the dietitians to get your listing of what foods to eat and how to eat, so on and so forth. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best healer and has given us the best cure, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon these things, dear viewers. Our habit and our problem is that we are very considerate about taste. It all matters about zaiqa. Eating excessively is not a sunnah. So if you feel like eating a lot, remind yourself that the pleasure of food ends immediately. The moment the food enters the neck, there is no taste. By the time it reaches the stomach, to zaban pe uska koi asar hi nahi hota. A person will take a second morsel to get the same taste again. So it is not wise to abandon a sunnah for relishing taste for only a moment, dear viewers. Eating excessively causes sluggishness. It causes laziness in ibadat, in worship. It causes diabetes, indigestion, constipation, and obesity. All these problems will come with eating excessively and abundantly. Aap limits mein khaye. Follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, kabhi jo ki moti roti, to kabhi khajoor pani, tera aisa sada khana, madani madine wale. Kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza, us shikam ki qanaat pe lakho salam. Mustafa, jaan rahmat pe lakho salam, shami'e bazme hidayat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah. Chaliye, maan lijiye ki apne khana kha liya. You have eaten your food. Now what do you do? How do you lick your fingers? What is the sequence of licking the fingers, dear viewers? It is stated, lick the middle finger first, then the index finger, the shahadat finger, and then the thumb, three times in that order. Kya baat hai Madine ki? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam licked his blessed fingers three times after eating. So aap bhi is habit mein aa jaye. The habit of eating with a fork and spoon for the rest of your life is not going to help you to become healthy and better. You got to give up at some point and stop following those people who have introduced this. If there's a reason for you to eat with those utensils, it's understandable. If there's a shari'i reason, especially dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, for any Islamic matter, so to say, if the doctor had said for you to eat with this, oh, it's your desire to eat with it, there's no sin, so to say, but you are missing out on a great sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These fingers are the best fork and the best spoon you can ever get, dear viewers. Subhanallah. There is nothing cleaner and better than this, dear viewers. Actually, when you eat the same food with your hands, it tastes different, and the same food with a spoon would taste different as well. Have you ever had this experience in your life before? You will say yes. جب ہاں ہیں تو پھر عمل بھی کرنا چاہیے. اللہ کریم ہمیں عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Now listen to this beautiful wisdom in the sunnah. We are into the habit of cleaning our plates. MashaAllah, subhanallah. But listen to what the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said. Whoever cleans his plate after eating, guess what, dear viewers? The plate, the utensil in which you have eaten, supplicates for you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save you from the fire just as you save me from the devil. Allahu Akbar. According to one narration, the plate supplicates for his forgiveness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You have done good to so many people. Not everyone has the time to sit on the musalla and make dua maghfirat for you. But imagine, dear viewers of Madani channel, because you cleaned your plate with this niyyah, that this is the sunnah of my aqa and my master, thus I have cleaned my plate, that utensil and plate in which you have eaten shall supplicate for you. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon this. It is stated, once you have cleaned the plate as much as you can, pour some water into it and then you can drink it. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will receive the reward of freeing a slave. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, you got the reward of freeing a slave, dear viewers of Madani channel. Barkat falls in the middle of the plate. Huh? All these rewards are you getting, dear viewers of Madani channel? Subhanallah. By wiping the plate clean with your fingers, the plate is supplicating for you. If you pour some water into the plate and you ran your finger, just the tip of the finger into the plate. Of course, you're going to pour water into the plate when there's not even a speck of gravy anywhere on the plate. Wipe the plate so clean. Thereafter, pour a little water and then drink the water, and the thawab for this is that you get the thawab in reward of freeing a slave in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the beauty of Islam, subhanallah. Now we're going to learn, dear viewers of Madini channel, about wiping the body after eating. So it is reported in a hadith that after the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate a meal, he washed his blessed hands and wiped his blessed mouth, wrist and head with the palms of his hands and said to his companions, رضی اللہ عنہ او اکراش. This is how ablution is performed after eating something cooked on fire. Now there is some sort of wisdom that you and I would not even understand, dear viewers. In every sunnah, there is no sunnah which is void of any wisdom, dear viewers. Allah and Rasul knows best, but we should copy and follow and emulate these sunnahs. Clean between the teeth after eating. Today the dentists are telling us to be away from this problem and that gum disease and this gum disease. You have to pluck and to clean your teeth all the time after and before every meal. Islam has taught you to clean between your teeth after eating and before eating as well, dear viewers. Using miswak before salah is what, dear viewers? Using miswak before eating is what? Why miswak has been emphasized? To clean and to remove the germs from the mouth as well. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, the one who recites these words after eating will be forgiven. Let's learn some du'as right now. We have 10 minutes before we come to the end of the program. I'm going to share 3 or 4 du'as, supplications with our viewers. One we shared right at the beginning, right? Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And we said that whoever will recite that du'a before eating, even if the food or drink was poisoned, Allah Kareem through His infinite mercy would save you. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Now if you recite this dua, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. Allahu Akbar. All praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who fed me this and provided it for me without any might or power from myself. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful meaning, dear viewers. All praises for Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who fed me this and provided it for me without any might or power from myself. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The second dua is, when you are done eating food, dear viewers, you should recite, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. All praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal who gave us food and drink and made us Muslims. Wonderful. Subhanallah. This dua is to be recited if somebody else have provided the meal. If somebody else is the provider of the meal, what do you recite? Allahumma at'im man at'amani wasqi man saqani. Allahumma at'im man at'amani wasqi man saqani. O Allah Azza wa Jal, feed the one who fed me and provide drink to the one who provided me with the drink as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now we go on, dear viewers of Madani channel. Also recite this dua and supplication. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa at'imna khayram minhu. O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us blessings in this and grant us even better food than this. Allahu Akbar. So this supplication is also for after eating. May Allah Kareem give us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these beautiful Madani pearls. This dua and supplication is to be recited whilst drinking milk. Before drinking milk, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us blessings in this and give us more of it. So let's make dua to Allah Kareem that Allah Kareem guides us always. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam like to eat sweet foods. Huh? Honey, vinegar, dates, watermelon, cucumber, and gourd. The favorite meal of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from the foreleg, neck, and back of a goat. The foreleg, the neck, and the back of a goat was from amongst the favorite portions of meat of the for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometimes Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam ate dates with cucumber, watermelon, or bread. This was the diet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huh? Dates with cucumbers and watermelon or bread. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam liked eating the food at the bottom of the cooking pot. These days when you go for programs, sometimes the brother says, we have brought this right from the bottom of the deg, the bottom of the pot. They say the last is the best, and trust me, dear viewers, it should be the best because it is liked. He liked eating from the food which was right at the bottom of the cooking pot. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also liked tareed. What is sarid? Sarid is pieces of bread soaked in the gravy. Allahu Akbar. So these are some wonderful Madani pearls, dear viewers, that we were sharing today. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. How much we should eat and all of this, mashallah, also matters of concern. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, We have come right almost to the end of the program, and there are so many other Madani pearls that we also want to mention. When we sit to eat food, brothers say Bismillah karo in Urdu, or they say make Bismillah. Amiri Ahl Sunnat has warned us over and again that we should not say Bismillah karo or make Bismillah, because no one can make the Bismillah. We can recite the Bismillah. We can start and commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So aadat banani ni chahiye ki jab bhi hum kisi ko kehna chahte hain ki aap khana khaen, to aap yu bhi keh sakte hain Bismillah padhiye. Recite Bismillah, say Bismillah, don't say make Bismillah. That is to say, start eating after reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. May Allah Kareem make it easy, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for us to understand these matters. And we will be back with your program called Treasures of Wisdom. Until then, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.